This morning on WCHL, UNC's faculty chair-elect weighs in on the ongoing academic scandal.
First and foremost, no one, there is not a single person in this university that thinks that what has happened is defensible or acceptable.
Veterans and others remember those who have fallen.
You just can't forget some of the men and buddies that you had during all those battles. You lose so many of them.
And protests are gearing up today after taking a Monday off to honor the servicemen and women who have passed. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports will look at the road to the College World Series for UNC baseball and
Duke lacrosse, the real dynasty in Durham.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. There is a 40% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm late in the day. J.C. Burns Center Director and John Stackhouse Distinguished Professor of Surgery Bruce Cairns was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC amid an academic scandal that has some faculty, current and former faculty, up in arms. Dr. Cairns will take over from Jan Boxall at the start of the new academic year on July 1st and serve 3 years. A review by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin of the African and Afro-American Studies Department found that the department chair, Julius Nangoro, and another administrator, Deborah Crowder, were to blame the scandal. The review also found that the improprieties began back in 1997. As Cairns begins to take over as the faculty's voice, he says everyone at UNC is of the same mind about the situation.
First and foremost, no one, there is not a single person in this university that thinks that what has happened is defensible or acceptable. It's happened over a long period of time, and all of the reports, the investigations that have been done, have demonstrated that.
Stay tuned at 7:30. We'll bring you part two of today's discussion. This weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety. Visit chapelboro.com for a listing of the broadcasts. Memorial Day may have preempted Moral Monday activities this week, but only for a day. Volunteers for the movement will convene at 12:30 today at Halifax Mall behind Raleigh's General Assembly Building. Rather than hold the usual early evening rally, protesters opposing the policies of the Republican-controlled General Assembly will receive a policy briefing on the mall. At about 2:30 p.m., volunteers will split into small groups and will visit legislators in their offices. Expansion of Medicaid, restoration of the earned income tax credit, extension of unemployment benefits, and support for public school teachers are just a few of the topics planned for those citizen lobbying sessions today. Weekly protesters at the North Carolina legislature have some work to do if they want their voices against GOP policies to translate to votes at the polls. The Moral Monday movement has become a de facto campaign tool for Democrats to publicize their platform and recruit volunteers to help them win elections, especially the contested U.S. Senate race. Democratic Party leaders say they will try to capitalize on the Moral Monday momentum. The Reverend William Barber says his group is launching a new campaign to register voters and spur local movements throughout the state. Republicans say they're doing the same. Thousands have turned out for the protests in Raleigh over the last year. More than 3 months after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared, the Malaysian government has released raw satellite data used to try to locate the jetliner. Researchers used the information to determine that the plane that was flying from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Beijing diverted from its flight path and ended up in the southern Indian Ocean. No trace of the plane has been found. More details coming up on CBS News throughout the day. To commemorate Memorial Day, the local veterans of foreign wars place flags next to graves at Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery to honor those who died in service to our country. This took place on Saturday and on Monday, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there early Monday morning.
On Memorial Day morning, members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in Chapel Hill joined with loved ones and local scout members to place flags in the graves of fallen military heroes at Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The service that followed on the plaza was led by VFW editor, blogmaster, and storyteller Lee Hevlin, who served for 30 years in the Navy and retired as Master Chief Petty Officer. Hevlin reminded everyone that this is not just a day about mattress sales or cookouts. Here at home, it's about honoring those who returned from wars and played a big part in building UNC and the Chapel Hill community.
Memorial Day, to avoid any confusion, is all about remembering the dead who died in service of their country. So we're talking about people who fell on the battlefield or had a other accident or something caused their death while they were overseas or somewhere in the States in the service of the country.
He also reminded everyone that the ground they were standing on is slated to be, at some point in the near future, the Veterans Memorial at Chapel Hill. VFW Chaplain Garland Neville of Carrboro led a prayer at the ceremony. He wore his Army Airborne wings with two stars that signify his two combat jumps in Korea. He joined the 11th Airborne when he was 16 years old and went to jump school in Japan before being sent to Korea. He said that joining up when he was very young may have helped him get past some of the horrors of war, unlike some of the older guys, as he put it. Still, he recognizes the great importance of organizations such as Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Legion, where vets can talk to others who share that common bond of experiences.
Being a member of the VFW, like in Pennsylvania, they had a bar and people would go in there and talk. And a lot of the veterans, each one tried out and do the other one on what they did in combat. But you get a lot of this out of your system. You know, it's good to talk about it. And the ones who go home and sit in a rocking chair and don't talk about it, they're the ones that wind up with some kind of sickness later.
Bobby Stogner of Durham attended with her husband, longtime WTVD news anchor Larry Stogner. Bobby Stogner's father, James Clyde Welch Jr., was laid to rest about a month ago at Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Army and served overseas during the Korean War. His father was also a career Army man and West Point graduate who served in World Wars I and II as well as Korea. Stogner said it's important for all Americans to remember what this day is really all about, even if they're not involved personally with the military.
When we're not involved with a close family member that's in the service, or if we personally didn't serve in the Army, we take it for granted. And I think to be here to see all these flags, to remember how many people really have given their lives to maintain that freedom for us, I think it's important.
Everett Bud Hampton is 90 years old. He'll be 91 in November. The Kannapolis native joined the Marines in July 1942 and became part of the 4th Marine Division at Camp Lejeune a few months later. He saw combat in the Marshall Islands, Saipan, Tinian, and even got wounded by a Japanese soldier's hand grenade in Iwo Jima. Afterward, he returned to North Carolina and attended UNC from 1946 until 1950. Then he was called back to serve in Korea, where he commanded a rifle company for 2 years. Hampton retired from the service as a major in 1965 and went on to work for the University of North Carolina, first as a loan officer for 5 years, then as the business manager for the Department of Surgery for another 18. He and his World War II comrades gather at least once a year, and he attends this Memorial Day service in Chapel Hill every year without fail.
You just can't forget some of the men and buddies that you had during all those battles. You lose so many of them.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen will vote tonight on whether to accept a $75,000 grant for curbside recycling carts. Stemming from an interlocal agreement between Orange County and the towns of Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro that was approved by all parties back in February, nearly $168,000 from Orange County would be added to Carrboro's $75,000 grant from the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources for a total of nearly $243,000. That money would go toward ensuring that every household in Carrboro is equipped with a curbside recycling roll cart. Under the interlocal agreement, the town is required to pay Orange County an amount equal to any grant it gets for the project. This is one of the items on a busy agenda for tonight's Alderman meeting, which will take place at 7:30 at Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street, Carrboro. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Cruise. Cruisers, convenience marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing some of the same slowdowns. 15501 northbound right now between Evans Church Road and I-40 seeing some delays. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barmby Chapel Road and I-40 also seeing delays. But otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior, and we hope that you will. But we hope that you'll do it safely by calling us at 919-967-8363 or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And again, welcome back. I know you were away yesterday celebrating your anniversary.
Appreciate that.
Everybody in town called in to wish Ran a happy anniversary.
Well, I appreciate all of those warm thoughts.
I could not even answer all the phone calls that were coming in because everybody was so happy for you.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
And tell Ran I said so. Tell Randy.
She goes by Ran sometimes, too. Not to worry. She signs her emails Ran. We go by the Rans.
This Ran and Randy thing.
That's right.
Boy, I tell you. And then you throw Ron in there.
Yeah,
all we need is Run.
We do.
Exactly. Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, in case you haven't heard. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. Going to be kind of a muggy day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for showers, and the low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, a little bit better, but maybe even a little warmer. Partly sunny, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow about 90. Low tomorrow night in the middle 60s, still 40% chance of rain. And then on Thursday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain, but the temperatures are going to cool off considerably. Our highs in the upper 70s.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, The Clean Joke with Lauren Stafford, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., this is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
And news around town this morning. It's almost summertime. Time to start reading, or keep reading, better yet. The Chapel Hill Public Library's annual summer reading program kicks off with a party on Friday, June 13th from 2 until 6 p.m., featuring food trucks, fire trucks, face painting, hula hooping, and more. Kids will even get a chance to arm wrestle with the mayor and the chief of police. Registration for the summer reading program has already started. The program officially gets underway on June 1st. Sponsored by the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, the annual program is a way to encourage kids to keep reading through the summer so as not to lose all the education they gain during the school year. Visit chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more information. And registration begins on June 1st for the annual summer reading program at the Orange County Public Library. That program gets underway with the kickoff extravaganza at the main library in Hillsboro on Saturday, June 14th from 10 until 2, featuring games, music, face painting, prizes, and more. For more details, visit orangecountync.gov/library. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll start with Carolina baseball. Yes, Tar Heels got into the NCAA tournament. It was rather tense. The waiting was the hardest thing. But Carolina did get in, and afterwards, WCHL's Aaron Keck and Art Chansey got together to talk about it.
I'm certainly glad that the Heels were able to keep their consecutive year streak going. You'd have to say that it was as much about their reputation, you know, as their performance this year. They were right on the bubble, and in years where they hadn't been a fixture in the College World Series, and if they hadn't been to 12 NCAA tournaments, they probably wouldn't have gotten in. But that's what you get when you build a tradition, and you see the same thing happening to basketball teams in the NCAA tournament that get in or get a higher seed that you don't expect them to get. So congratulations. It's a statement of Carolina's longevity, if nothing else. It's a tough region. They have to beat Florida at Florida. And, you know, you go back to the 2006 season when they started their runs to the College World Series. It was Chad Flack's homer at Alabama in the last of the ninth that upset Alabama and won that regional. So maybe they can catch magic in a bottle again. But it's tough. You know, they have to have hitting, which they haven't had all year, consistent offense. And when you have a year that things don't go well for you like they hadn't for Carolina and you still get in, then that's a great season.
You mentioned that it's a testament to the strength of Carolina's reputation as a program. Also, I think the ACC's reputation as a conference. Seven teams got in, and pretty much every team that was sitting on the bubble got in. UNC was one, Clemson was another, NC State didn't, but their RPI was 59, so they weren't looking at getting in anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ACC's established itself as a real baseball power. You know, when Virginia comes along in the last few years and becomes one of the top teams in the country, you know, you're doing great things to baseball, and you get the benefit of the doubt at a time like this. So it's a double elimination, and everybody's got to play. The Tar Heels certainly have the pitchers to keep them in the ballgame. They just need to get more timely hitting than they've had over the course of the regular season. And if they can, maybe they can do some damage down there.
Pretty much anything can happen. Art Chansky we're speaking with, and the first game of this tournament is Friday at 1 o'clock. They're taking on Long Beach State. I didn't know this, but Long Beach State's baseball team name is the Dirtbags. Did you know that?
No, well, actually, now that you say it, I mentioned, because you know, they've been in the College World Series at least once when we've been there, and they've got a great program and a great tradition as well, so... Has it been Dirtbags all these years?
It's been Dirtbags. I looked it up. They've been the Dirtbags since 1989 when the team practiced on an all-dirt field and then they made the College World Series. They've been Dirtbags ever since.
What was their name before then? It must have been
I think just 49ers, because that's what it always is. Every time UNC plays Long Beach State in basketball, it's the 49ers, and they've done that often enough anyway.
I wonder what kind of act of God you have to change a nickname to the Dirtbags.
I don't know. I think you just stick with it long enough. Eventually, yeah. UNC will be Blue Steel.
Good. Yeah, congratulations to Mike Fox. What a tremendous program he's built. 13 straight years, and you know, the only team in college baseball history to be in four consecutive College World Series. So, whatever happens down in Gainesville, it's a testament to his program. And they've got some great pitching coming in next year, and a lot of freshmen and sophomores in the Carolina lineup, and that really bodes well for the future. So. With a little more pitching help and some added offense next year, I think the Tar Heels will be back where they are, always competing for a number one seed. And when you compete for number one seed, that means you're going to get the sub-regional. College baseball is a very big home court and home field advantage. And when you get that, you know, you should win your sub-regional. And then you're in a two out of three with somebody, but you're playing at home, sleeping in your beds, playing in your field with your crowds. That's the advantage that Florida will have this weekend, and the Tar Heels will have to do something very special to upset them. But anything can happen. That's why they play the game, Aaron.
That is Aaron Keck along with Art Chansky talking about the North Carolina baseball team. Tar Heels are in the NCAA tournament in the Gainesville Regional. Carolina versus Long Beach State, 1 o'clock on Friday. You can hear the game right here on WCHL. That is the Florida Regional, Florida in there. So if UNC wants to get out of there and move on, it will have to beat the Gators eventually to do that. Duke won its second straight NCAA men's lacrosse championship over the weekend, holding off Notre Dame's comeback with a goal by Kyle Keenan with 2:39 left to clinch an 11-9 victory on Monday. The top-seeded Blue Devils are 17-3, and again, national champion. They limited the Irish to one goal over the first 35 minutes, built a six-goal lead in the third quarter, and held on to capture their third national championship of the last 5 years. It sure wasn't easy. Six-seeded Irish closed to 9-8 with 5 minutes left and had the ball with a chance to tie. But after Duke goalie Luke Aaron stopped a shot by Jim Marlatt, Keenan scored on the other end for a two-goal cushion. Again, Duke beating Notre Dame 11-9. Blue Devils are the national champions. Art Chansky will have more on that coming up for you in about 1 minute here. UNC women's soccer program has finalized its 2014 women's soccer recruiting class. Head coach Hanson Dorrance will welcome 8 newcomers for the 2014 season that will start in August against Stanford on August 22nd at UNC's Fetzer Field. 7 freshmen and 1 transfer are included in this class, which has now been fully admitted and is ready for enrollment in August. One player enrolled at UNC in January, one is a transfer student athlete from the University of Wisconsin, and one will be a dual-sport women's soccer and track and field athlete while competing for the Tar Heels. This class will be a key if the Tar Heels are to match last season's success when they finished 20-5 overall and were a top 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. Gone from last year's team, a stellar senior class, a group of players which led the Tar Heels to the NCAA championship as juniors in 2012. All 6 seniors on next year's team are currently playing professional soccer, 5 in the National Women's Soccer League, 1 in Europe. All 6 were starters in 2013, including forward Kalia Ojai, midfielders Crystal Dunn, Meg Morris, and Kelly McFarland, defender Megan Brigman, and goalkeeper Anna Siloff. To see the complete list of the incoming class for UNC Women's Soccer, visit GoHeels.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke Lacrosse, the real dynasty in Durham. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I remember how Dean Smith reacted when people called Carolina a basketball school. He said, "We're really a women's soccer school," paying tribute to Anson Dorrance for the dynasty he had created by that time and is still ruling with more than 20 national championships. Now a similar scenario is unfolding at Duke, the lacrosse school. The Blue Devils not only won their 2nd consecutive national championship in men's lacrosse Monday, it was their 3rd NCAA title in the last 5 years and their 8th consecutive Final Four, dating all the way back to the Duke lacrosse scandal that was national news, cost a coach's job, and resulted in multiple lawsuits and settlements and at least 3 books being written. John Donowski became the new Duke lacrosse coach in 2007 for 2 reasons. He was the only coach willing to take the job after the scandal involving an alleged sexual assault by 3 Duke lacrosse players and an exotic dancer. The players were eventually cleared and their families settled for millions. But more immediately, Donowski agreed to leave Hofstra University on Long Island and take over the program because his son Matt still played for Duke. 8 years later, the Blue Devils have been to the Final Four every season since Donowski took over and won 3 national championships. The latest came Monday with a dramatic 11-9 win over Notre Dame in Baltimore in the Ravens Stadium with thousands watching in person and millions more on TV. Duke had early 5- and 6- goal leads on the Irish and hung on to win its 3rd NCAA title since Mike Krzyzewski's basketball team won its last in 2010. The most amazing part of the Duke lacrosse story is 29-year-old Casey Carroll, an All-American in 2007 who graduated with a year of lacrosse eligibility left and joined the Army. For 4 years, Carroll fought for the 3rd Battalion in the 75th Ranger Regiment as a volunteer, with 4 deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. He returned to Duke in 2013 and began working out with the lacrosse team, tearing up his knee on the practice field. But he proved to Donowski he could still play, and a special appeal to the NCAA allowed Carroll to use up his 4th year of eligibility this season. Carroll didn't score on Memorial Day, but he has another reason to celebrate the victory for Duke, the lacrosse school. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Gary had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
Working with Ed Hagen is always a pleasure. He is very thorough and really knows the product. Dealing with Performance BMW is always a pleasure. Whether it is sales or just routine service, they always get a 10 from me.
Now that's a wow. During our Memorial Day all month long event, you can lease a 2014 BMW X1 S-Drive 28i for $319 per month. That's another wow.
Stock number B4555. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $33,575 and selling price of $30,800. $34.41 total due at signing. $549 admin fee and $81 registration. Tag fee included and tax excluded. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires May 31st, 2014.
Don't miss the Memorial Day Road Trip Special found exclusively at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. 65 degrees, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, so definitely going to be a little bit muggy today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still 40% chance of showers, and our low tonight around 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another really warm day, high about 90 degrees. It's going to cool off by Thursday. Thursday, our high will be in the upper 70s, but perhaps a rainy day on the way for today and tonight and the following day.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. The Nigerian military says it has found 300 schoolgirls who were kidnapped a month ago, but they have not been rescued yet.
Speaking off the cuff, the country's chief of defense, Air Marshal Alex Bade, told a crowd of demonstrators gathered to support the beleaguered military that they had located the girls.
The good news for the girls is that we know where they are, but we cannot tell you.
But he warned that the use of force was a risk to the girls' lives.
CBS's Deborah Pata points out the girls are being held by Boko Haram, an Islamic extremist group.
If the Nigerian military rules out force, then the only real option left is negotiations. But a source close to the secret talks between government and Boko Haram has told CBS News that there was a deal reached over the weekend to swap the girls for Boko Haram prisoners, but that this was stopped at the last minute by President Goodluck Jonathan.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. J.C. Burns Center Director and John Stackhouse Distinguished Professor of Surgery, Bruce Cairns, was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC amid an academic scandal that has some faculty, current and former, up in arms. Dr. Cairns will take over from Jan Boxall at the beginning of the new academic year on July 1st and serve 3 years. In a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner, Dr. Cairns discussed the pressing issues of the university and how he intends to handle them. We brought you the first part of today's discussion in the 6 o'clock hour. You can hear that conversation again at 8:30. Now, here is part two of today's discussion.
The biggest story, obviously, is that the university seems to be at war. That's a strong statement, but if we think about some of the epithets that have been tossed back and forth, is at war with some of its own faculty and staff. You know, Dr. Cairns, in the past controversies, it was always pretty easy to, for those of us who deeply care about the university and worry about its mission, it was always easy to pick out who to believe and who to cheer for. When we had the speaker ban law, we knew that those of us who knew about the university's values knew that it was easy to defend the university's right of free speech, even going back to when Bill Friday and Bill Aycock failed to renew the contract of Frank McGuire, who had won a national championship and was a far bigger icon than Butch Davis will ever be. And when he canceled the Dixie Classic, we always knew in those days kind of what the right side of the story is. This is very complicated, and I dare say that I think that most folks outside a small cohort of experts really understand the numbers that are being bandied about. So let's start with Mary Willingham. Do you believe that she's a whistleblower who is a hero, or she's a troublemaker who lies, as the university provost has clearly asserted, and who the university has gone to great lengths in multiple stages to continue to discredit?
Well, Jim, thanks for throwing me a softball. If I may.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you, sir. So if I could start with a little bit of background on my perspective with this, I think it the issue of being at war, I don't see it that way. I think that this is the one of the greatest challenges that the university has faced in its modern history, certainly the greatest academic challenge we've faced. And as you said, it's really complicated.
If it's not a war, it sure looks like it.
Well, and that's
– I mean, it's all guns blazing. The university is pulling out every resource that it seems to be able to muster to discredit her, and she seems to be pulling out every resource at her disposal to discredit the university's position.
And I am still with the general concept first, and this is the issue of the university and the faculty and the staff, and what's the overall perception here? You mentioned – and so in my field in medicine, we have challenges and, you know, there's, it's of course, a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. And you'd also mentioned the media and its perception. I think the media needs to do what it needs to do, and the university needs to do its job as well. So first and foremost, no one – there is not a single person in this university that thinks that what has happened is defensible or acceptable. It's happened over a long period of time. And all of the reports, the investigations that have been done have demonstrated that.
Can you broaden that to say what has happened? Would this include what's happened with the football program, or are you referring specifically to the MSUs
thank
and
you
paper
for,
classes?
Thank you for asking me that. I see them as separate. I know that others see them as linked. And you know more about this than I do, and so I'm doing the best I can. This began with an issue related to athletics, and there were inappropriate benefits and relationships and so forth in the football team, I think with the assistant football coach. And then this extended into academic improprieties in a single department. Now, you're going to find when I talk about these issues, I'm going to be fairly general in the way I talk about them, because I think we all bear some responsibility for the environment and the culture that allowed something like this to occur. Again, none of this was defensible, whether it was in the athletics issue or it was the academic issue that occurred over a substantial period of time. So I see them as separate. Now, as far as academic improprieties, again, you cannot defend them. Now, the fact that they were identified and that they have been discussed and that people have tried to figure out what has happened, I think that's appropriate. That we're a public university. We serve the people. None of our stakeholders would think that this is appropriate. Now, the rhetoric and who is saying what and so forth. Again, in my profession, I sort of step back and say, these are difficult issues. We have to figure out a way to be able to talk about them in a civil manner. And I think, now I'm speaking, again, I'm not quite yet the chair of the faculty, but I think that we would like for these conversations to take place, but to do so in a civil way, so that the use of terms like war or strife or anger and bitterness, I think that what we need to do is remember we are here for the students, that particularly for the faculty, we're here to educate the students, do research and service. We have these issues, we need to investigate them, and then we need to run this university and serve our people.
Once again, that is Bruce Caron speaking with Jim Hefner in a WCHL News special. Stay tuned in the 8 o'clock hour at 8:30. In fact, we'll bring you part one of today's discussion again. And this weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety. Visit chapelbrew.com for a listing of the broadcasts. There's more to that conversation. You can hear it right here on WCHL. In other news this morning, Memorial Day may have preempted Moral Monday activities this week, but only for a day. Volunteers for the movement will convene at 12:30 this afternoon at Halifax Mall behind Raleigh's General Assembly building. Rather than hold the usual early evening rally, protesters opposing the policies of the Republican-controlled General Assembly will receive a policy briefing on the mall. At about 2:30 this afternoon, volunteers will split into small groups that will visit legislators in their offices. Expansion of Medicaid, restoration of the earned income tax credit, extension of unemployment benefits, and support for public school teachers are just a few of the topics planned for those citizen lobbying sessions. And Alan Colton has a few words to say about Moral Monday protesters coming up with today's commentary in just a couple of minutes. Carborough Board of Aldermen will vote tonight on whether to accept a $75,000 grant for curbside recycling carts, stemming from an interlocal agreement between Orange County and the towns of Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Carborough that was approved by all parties back a few months ago. Nearly $168,000 from Orange County would be added to Carborough's $75,000 grant from the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources for a total of almost $243,000. That money would go toward ensuring that every household in Carborough is equipped with a curbside recycling roll cart. Under the interlocal agreement, the town is required to pay Orange County an amount equal to any grant it receives for the project. That's just one of the items on a busy agenda for tonight's Alderman meeting, which will take place at 7:30 at Town Hall, 301 West Main Street in Carborough. 7:40 at WCHL, Rand Northam is joining me now in the studio. And Rand, I know that a lot of things going on our website, chapelbro.com. Tell us what's going on.
A lot of things always going on. You are correct, Ron. And yesterday, of course, was Memorial Day and a day to remember those who have fallen in service one way or another. And it's certainly, I think, a day and a time of remembering that hits a lot of people very closely, especially in a time where there's troops overseas and there's families that are separated because of the ongoing conflicts. And Memorial Day is certainly one that we can stop and think about all those who have fallen in the line of duty. And, of course, the local American Legion and VFW do a great thing two times around Memorial Day. Go out to the local cemetery, Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery, and place flags on those who are remembered on Memorial Day. We've got photos from that event and from this weekend remembering Memorial Day, and some great photos and just some very touching ones that Susan took. Actually, two different galleries from Memorial Day. Of course, there's the Memorial Day celebration in Carborough that takes place every year as well, so just some great photos about that. We've got our calendar page, too, which has lots of great events that are upcoming in and around Chapelboro. So you'll want to check those out, and just all kinds of different things going on that are always there and available for you to check out, especially now that spring and summer are here. It's a happening place for sure.
Yeah.
So you can find those and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Once again, I want to say a lot of people are going to be talking about that interview Jim Hebner did with Bruce Cairns.
Sure.
Who will be taking over as UNC faculty chair very soon. And we'll have a part one of that discussion coming up at 8:30 this morning. We had it already at 6:30. We just had part two. And this weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety on WCHL. You can also visit chapelboro.com for a listing of the broadcast.
That's right.
And later on, we'll have it on the website, so exactly. You can hear the whole thing there, too.
That's right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a few minutes. Rand, we'll take a look at your traffic in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Alan Colton's commentary is on the way right after this.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what John had to say about his performance experience.
I was very impressed with the professionalism of Tracy and his team. The work was completed within the estimated time and everything was satisfactory. I recommend Tracy and Performance Subaru without hesitation.
Now that's a wow. During our Memorial Day all month long event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for $194 per month. That's another wow. Outstanding value throughout your Performance Subaru experience.
Stock number D4536ELB. 42 month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $31.99 due at signing and zero security deposit. Includes acceptable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $26.99 and sale price of $19,100. With approved credit. Take delivery before May 31st, 2014.
Don't miss the Memorial Day road trip special found exclusively at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedar Burger. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
The final bell will ring before you know it, and for many kids, that means summer camp, and that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
7:45 at WCHL.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Colton. The week before last, the Moral Monday protesters banged pots and pans. It was kind of intimidating, like loud pipes on a Harley. And last week, they put duct tape over their mouths. Not quite soon enough to keep the raging grannies from singing, but it was a relief nonetheless. I prefer the duct tape to the pots and pans. Next week, they're going to be sending up smoke signals to protest the mistreatment of Native Americans by the Republican majority. And the week after that, the raging grannies are going to go topless to protest gravity. Okay, I made those last two up. But how would you know? When the left is out of power, they get so theatrical. If you reduced all this nonsense to English, what the protesters want is more money from the man. If you're working and paying taxes every day, you're the man. And that means I'm the man. That feels pretty good. But the list of things the raging grannies and their friends want to pay for seems to be endless. Everything from birth control to education to affordable housing to health care to unemployment benefits, the list is endless. We could possibly pay for all this if we allowed for fracking for natural gas. The problem with that, of course, is that it would create jobs and prosperity and overall happiness, and we already have Texas for that. In the meantime, we must learn to live within our means and entertain ourselves with the vaudeville coming from the left. So rage on, raging grannies. You're just too much fun. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carborough since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. Take a trip down the aisle you'll never forget at Mamma Mia, Broadway's smash hit musical based on the songs of ABBA. Everyone's having the time of their lives at this guaranteed get happy hit about a mother, her daughter, and three possible dads. How can you resist?
Opens Friday for five great shows at DPAC. Tickets still available. Go to DPACNC.com or Ticketmaster today.
And listen, next hour I have some tickets to give away to see Mamma Mia right here on WCHL. It's 7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and the Ephesus Church Road area, seeing some slight delays. That's through the I-40 interchange, 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40. Also seeing some delays. 15501 northbound between Manning Drive and Raleigh Road, NC-54, seeing delays as well, but just minor to moderate. All of those delays really not major at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. All you have to do is give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that very safely.
So I suppose you would call those minor delays.
That's, you would call them, yes.
Right. Well, hey, thanks very much for characterizing them that way. It makes it more clear to me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And this traffic report has been brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 66 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Tonight mostly cloudy, still a 40% chance of rain, and the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with just a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow about 90 degrees. My goodness, a couple of really warm days and a little bit on the muggy side, particularly today. 7:50 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us again today. And Dr. Pond, how are you this morning, sir?
Are we going to talk about our personal military history again?
No, I wasn't planning on it, unless you want to.
No, I just thought I'd throw that at you, see if it's stuck on the Ron Stutz wall.
Yeah, well, hey, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, Memorial Day, of course, and just quite a touching story by Danny Hooley on the observance yesterday at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery and the VFW. Indeed. And everybody else, and really, really something else.
So, well, speaking of the military, Ron, here's a word that is familiar to you, I'm sure. It's an oldie and a goodie, but, you know, it'll work for our word of the day. The word of the day is meticulous.
Ah.
Meticulous. M as in mother, M-E-T, T as in Tom, I-C-U-L-O-U-S, meticulous, M-E-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, meticulous. Interesting about this word, Ron, the wordsmith doesn't say when it came into the language. It comes to us from Latin etymological roots. But it all began with the Latin word for fear, meticulous.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then somehow or other, it transformed itself from somebody who was fretful or fearful into what we now think of as a positive sense. Meticulous, of course, an adjective, extremely careful, precise, or thorough. So minus the fear, that would be Ron Stutz, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's no fear there.
All right, buddy. I thought you'd enjoy that one. M-E-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, meticulous. Mm-hmm. Extremely careful, precise, and thorough. That's the WCHL crack news team.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
There
yeah,
we go.
I think
okay,
do.
Listen, my man, have a good Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I will be speaking with you again soon, no doubt.
I'll look forward to it.
Be a good boy. Bye.
Yeah, I think the WCHL news team does a heck of a job, actually. 7:52 at WCHL. That is the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
WCHL, time now for the clean joke of the day. Ron Stutz here along with Lauren Stafford, the South African Flash.
That's me.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I hope you got a good joke today.
I do. I have a really good joke.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from Clarence Whitefield.
Oh, Clarence Whitefield. All right, Clarence. Thank you. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, all right. A 9-year-old lady went to get her driver's license renewed.
A 90-year-old lady?
A 90-year-old lady.
Okay.
But flunked the test.
Okay.
The man punched a hole in the corner of her old license and said, "Well, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you won't be needing this anymore."
Ooh.
A few days later, she was driving and was stopped by a policeman who asked to see her license.
Uh-huh.
When she told him she did not have one, he looked puzzled. So she simply explained that the man at the driver's office license told her that she wouldn't be needing one anymore.
Is that it? So she thought she could just drive without a license, right?
have been slightly trimmed at the end before the punchline.
Oh, man. thank you so much, I think.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ethel Jean Jackson of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She was nominated by a friend, Mae McClendon. And Ethel Jean, you and I, we've known each other for a long time.
Yes, we have.
You are a native of Orange County, and there aren't too many of those around.
That is exactly right.
You have been a school teacher for many years and later went on to teach at Carolina.
That's right. I was there 17 years.
My goodness. And after you retired, there was a new service award given out in your name, the Ethel Jean Jackson Service Award. Tell me about that. Who does it go to and what does it mean?
It went to any student who had demonstrated working in the community and trying very hard to get community people to be involved in their community. And it was a great experience for me, and we had students, some graduates, some undergraduate students who got the Ethel Jean Jackson Practice Award.
That is fantastic and quite an honor. I know that anytime anybody talks about you, they talk about loving, encouraging, and God-fearing.
That is so sweet.
I am told that you are a mother, a grandmother, and just terrific in every way. Tell me about your kids.
Well, Kurt and I have three children, and the first one, Rhonda Chappelle, is working in Greensboro, and she's working at Bennett College. She's an administrator over 5 departments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very pleased with Rhonda. I also have a daughter, Lori Louise, who is in the school system in Greensboro. And she's very sensitive for all the children. She has their back. She talks with parents, and she communicates with the children very well. And then I have a third daughter, Dasha, who's in Atlanta, and she's a lawyer. She's working very hard, and we're very proud of Dasha.
Now, I know that you are married to Curtis Jackson Jr., and your father was William Rigsby. Some folks call him T-Zell.
Yes, that was my daddy.
He worked for a lot of years at WCHL, and I knew him quite well as well.
He certainly did and enjoyed that, and he was also on the radio at WCHL, and that was an exciting experience.
Well, I love that guy. And Ethel Jean, I wanted to talk to you because you are one of our very special moms. We're honoring all month long during Mother's Day month. And thank you for being such a great mother and grandmother. And thank you for all you do in the community and also at St. Paul AME Zion Church.
I really appreciate it. It makes me feel great.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 7:57, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill.
We ask several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community. The security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Freddie. It is 7:59, and coming up, CBS News.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is the Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 67 in Carrboro, also 67 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. So it's going to be really warm, and it could be a rather muggy day. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
A Nigerian official says he knows where those kidnapped girls are being held.
But he warned that the use of force was a risk to the girls' lives.
Meeting with sex abuse victims.
The Pope promises zero tolerance.
And at UC Santa Barbara,
a day to mourn and reflect.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS